Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't want to...
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Welcome to another Thursday at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, the TV-less Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We'll get to that here in just a little bit when Tim Mullins joins us. My name's Chris Williams, joined by Brent Bloom and Jeff Woody, former Cyclone running back. It's Baylor Week here at Cyclone Fanatic Radio. It means it's Bloom, happy Art Briles Day to you.
Yes, I'm losing my hair just for Art Briles.
Woody, what's up, my man?
Hey, I've already lost my hair.
Yeah, you lost your hair like a long time ago.
You're trying to be like Art Briles.
You shave your head. Like, what would your hair actually look like if you were trying to grow it? Would there be any?
So imagine Homer Simpson if you kind of like colored down to like where the back of his neck would be, but that little squiggle on top, that's pretty much what it would look like if I grew it out.
That's not bad. Hey, gentlemen, we'll get to the chit-chat here in just a little bit, but we want to go straight to the Hy-Vee hotline here tonight, and I want to bring on my friend Craig Smoke, host on 1660 ESPN Radio down there in Central Texas. He is our Baylor guru. We had him on the program last year. I'll be joining him tomorrow to talk about the Iowa State Cyclones. Craig, welcome to the Hy-Vee Hotline, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. It's good to have you back for the second year in a row. How's life down there in Central Texas, my friend?
Well, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to come back on. Thank you for the invitation. And life in Central Texas, no complaints right now. Everything's pretty good.
Well, man, you're pretty good for you guys who cover Baylor. You like to see a lot of points scored, and my gosh, Art Briles' crew is doing it for the, umpteenth year in a row, it seems like, right now. I remember when Baylor used to come up here to Iowa State, and it was one of those, you pencil it in as an automatic win for the Cyclones, certainly anything but the case now. So let me ask you this, and let's get down straight to it here on the Hy-Vee Hotline today. Baylor, we know their offense is really good. Their defense now ranked third in the country coming into today, but Baylor really hasn't played anybody too tough at this point in time. So, Craig, that's my question to you. I know the Baylor offense is legit. Is the defense legitimate, and do you have any concerns whatsoever going into Saturday night?
Well, you're right about the competition, and I think Baylor fans get really irritated when people bring that up, but there's no way to really get around that. If you look at SMU, they may be possibly the worst team in the entire country right now. Mm-hmm. Northwestern State is not up to the competition of an Iowa State or anyone else in the Big 12 for that matter. And Buffalo's not nearly as good as they were last year, and even then, that's a team that Baylor should beat 10 times out of 10. Defensively, they look up front to be much improved, and that's really what the talk has been ever since the spring. Guys like Andrew Billings, guys like Jamal Palmer, and the freak of all freaks on this team, full of them, is Sean Oakman, who has NFL scouts already paying close attention to him because of his side and his speed off the edge. Defensively up front, they're very good, and they're getting a lot of push, not allowing a lot of rushing yards, making it very difficult for offenses to get settled in. There's a few more question marks, though, in that back seven. The secondary is relatively young. They've gotten some really good plays as far from their cornerback, Xavien Howard, but no one else has really stood out in that regard. I think they're still a little bit unproven, and in that Buffalo game, even though it was quite out of hand in the second half, they gave up some big plays. Now, you can argue that, well, that's because they were a little bit disinterested at that point, and that very well may be, but I have not seen an offense that's really challenged that secondary. And linebackers, Bryce Hager is a standout. He's a returning starter that's a very good player. But elsewhere, another unit where I don't know if we've really seen them playing a really stiff competition to where we've gotten a good idea of just how good they can be.
Craig, how is the health of the Baylor Bears? I know Petty had the back issue, and then Goodley's missed some time. A couple other receivers have missed some time. It hasn't mattered yet, but what's the health status of those go-to guys?
The health status this week is a lot better than it was last week and even 2 weeks ago. Bryce Petty, there's zero concern there. He came back against Buffalo, that transverse process injury that he had, and he looked like the old Bryce Petty from 2013. He seems to be perfectly fine. The only thing with him is he's going to have to deal with some soreness, and I think that's typical for anybody playing the quarterback position mostly or anybody playing football. As far as the other major injuries go, Antoine Goodley, who only played a couple of series against SMU in the opener before getting dinged up, is returning this week. According to Art Browse, he was an All-American last year, well over 1,000 yards receiving and 13 touchdowns. He's going to be making what is really his, I guess, second debut of the season. Corey Coleman, an inside receiver who showed a lot of promise and was really one of the talk of spring camp, he is making his season debut against Iowa State. He has not played at all because of an injury as well. And elsewhere, they still have some guys out. But as far as those they thought they would be getting back this week, Coleman and Goodley, they will be back, as well as running back Devin Chafin, who among a group that is somewhat inexperienced, he does have some experience, and he's more of the bruising type of back in their offense. So he will be back from what has been a high ankle sprain that's kept him out the last couple of weeks.
Craig Smoke from ESPN Radio down in Central Texas joins us on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive here on 1460 KXNO. Craig, earlier this week, I don't know if you had a chance to see Paul Rhodes' press conference, but he revealed that before the butt-whooping down in Waco last year, he went up to Art Briles and said, "Hey, Art, I think Bryce Petty is better than the last two quarterbacks you've had, and Nick Florence and, of course, that guy named RG3. When you heard that quote, what did you think?
Well, I laughed at first because I think it was Paul Rhodes just having a little bit of fun, and then I started to think about it, and I don't know that I necessarily agree with the RG3 comparison, but I could see where he is looked at or is considered to be better than Nick Florence, and that's saying something, because when Nick Florence followed RG3 for that one season, he broke a lot of the records RG3 had just got done setting. Bryce Petty certainly in the Heisman contention if he continues to improve and has some big games. He fell a little bit behind because of competition and also missing some time. But, I mean, Bryce Petty's about as good as you're going to find on the college level. Certainly you can make the argument for Mariota and others out there, but Bryce Petty's about as solid as you can get. And when you talk quarterbacks at Baylor, it seems like everybody was waiting for the fall-off after RG3. That didn't happen. They were waiting for the fall-off after Nick Florence. Well, then here comes Bryce Petty. All right, well, what is he going to do? Well, he just went out and had one of the best offenses in the country last year. He looked to be back to form, and I do think that he's got a little bit of a Heisman run in him, given their schedule and some of the tough games they have ahead, beginning with Iowa State on Saturday.
Craig, when you've seen this Baylor team struggle over the last 2 years, has there been a common theme? I know Oklahoma State handed it to them. TCU was a dogfight down there in Fort Worth last year, and then also the loss to UCF in the bowl game. What have other teams exploited? Because right now, Baylor looks pretty invisible.
I don't know if it's actually one thing, guys. I think in each one of those three losses last year, the two losses and the near loss to TCU, it was something different every time. When TCU and Baylor meet, that's about as heated as it gets for either side. You've got Texas versus A&M, or at least you used to, and they hate each other about as much as you can. OU versus Texas, Iowa State, Iowa. Baylor and TCU, a lot of people don't know this because the schools are smaller, but they really cannot stand each other. And so when they face off, there's no telling who's going to come out on top, regardless of ranking or talent level or anything along those lines. So to play that game in Fort Worth, also having some injuries at that point in the season, I think is what made that such a tough test. For Oklahoma State, they just got completely blown out of the water from the get-go, and they could never recover. And with UCF, it's still got people guessing around here as to what exactly was the problem. A lot of people will point to the rumors about Art Briles to Texas and a lack of focus. Mm-hmm. But I would say if I had to point to one thing that I still have questions about with this Baylor team would be when they go out on the road. They are about as good as it gets when they're at home, whether that was Floyd Casey for the last several years or McLean Stadium this year. But when they head out onto the road, you never really see that dominant performance when it comes to playing teams that are close to their level, or at least in their conference. Buffalo, I throw that out the window. But they got a win in Manhattan last year. That was huge for them to do so. But then they turn around and get blown out in Stillwater by a team that I think they were still better than. So the road test, I think there's still many to accomplish before fans will feel like they're completely comfortable with them heading out there. And other than that, I really don't think you can point to just one thing. It's just kind of a crazy scenario in those three games last year.
Well, I can tell you what, they haven't mowed Jack Trice Stadium all week, Craig. So having said that, it's going to be they're playing in the weeds on Saturday night in Ames. Nervous factor for the Baylor Bears, a fan of Baylor who listens to your radio program every day. Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most nervous, 1 cakewalk, Buffalo. Where are Baylor fans at with this one?
I'd say about a 3. They're pretty confident in this game. There's the fact that Art Briles hasn't won at Jack Trice, and it's funny that you mentioned that. I didn't know that, but that's definitely going to be a note for tomorrow's show, and it's smart, too, for this fast offense. I don't think people are overly worried. They're pretty confident in the team, especially given that even though the competition has been lackluster up until this point, people know going into this game that they cannot get off to a slow start and that they cannot take Iowa State lightly. Nobody by any means is taking Iowa State lightly because they have that kind of respect for Paul Rhodes and the Cyclones program, especially playing in Ames and having those road worries still at this point. So I think it's at a 3 just because even with all these injuries, Petty and Goodley and Chafin and Coleman and all these guys, they've still been acting like the old Baylor offense, and the defense does look improved. But by no means do I think people believe it will be a cakewalk entirely.
Craig, thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thanks a lot, Chris. And Brett, you guys have a good one.
All right. Craig Smoak from ESPN Radio down there in Central Texas here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented tonight, of course, by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jeff Woody, bring you onto the program now. You were part of that the unfortunate game last year. I don't want to talk too much about it.
Yeah, I think unfortunate is probably an understatement.
Okay, now let me ask you this, because all week long it's clear my love for Art Briles. I made it very, very well known. My respect for the entire Baylor athletic department. What they've done is just nothing short of unbelievable over the last decade. When it comes to this football team, heading into Saturday night, have I and other people overrated them this week, in your opinion?
I don't know if overrated is the right term, but overexpected might be a better term. Because I think what people are looking at when you see Baylor is, and we'll get this out of the air early, is I don't know. I'm not going to outright call for Iowa State to get an upset. I wouldn't be surprised if they do, but I'm not.
You wouldn't be surprised if Iowa State won on Saturday night.
Honestly, wouldn't be surprised about it, and here's why.
I would be doing attempting backflips in my backyard for the next week and potentially breaking my neck while doing so.
Here's why. And so as good as Baylor is, he talked about how there was some nerves going on the road.
Yeah.
I tossed a stat out with Brent on the show. Against Big 12 competition, they're 2-3 on grass, and they're -6 in point differential in the last 3
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds petty, and no pun intended. No,
that was funny. No, that was punny. Well done.
So it sounds like something that you don't really think about too much, but when you go on the road and there is a different feel, naturally you'd think that you'd be able to just get over it because it's, you know, it's turf or grass, whatever. But the way that game is going to play, they don't cut as well. You can't get off the ball as quickly. It's just a different feel. And with an offense as predicated on rhythm as Baylor is, going away from your comfort zone on the road is one thing. Going onto a different surface is another thing. And they tend to play significantly worse on the road and on grass than they do at home on turf.
And to echo that point a bit, Iowa State's been blown out in Paul Rhodes' tenure, but only a couple have been at home. Now, the Utah game got out of hand.
Oh, Shaky Smithson,
right,
man.
Right, but they were, Iowa was State was nasty. Ahead in the second quarter of that game.
That's true. Shaky Smithson.
I know, but he went so he went crazy, yeah. And then Oklahoma State got a little out of hand last year. But other than that, Iowa State has been within at least striking distance in a lot of those games. Now, that said, Baylor's not TCU from last year coming to Ames. So they are a different level. But we don't know really. This Baylor offense, Chris, I agree with you, is legit. But how do they handle a different environment? Their guys are so wide open, as John Walter said, they're lonely out there on the field.
They are.
When they get a little adversity, Katie Cannon's their true freshman. I don't think anyone has probably checked him at the line of scrimmage yet. I mean, it's just they haven't had adversity yet. So if it's not a 3 touchdown, they've been ahead by 21 points or more after every first quarter this year. So if it's more of a competitive game, how do they handle it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is Iowa State has to play their best football of the year to even be in this game. But then at that point, if it is a close game, how does Baylor handle it? It's the question.
Good conversation, gentlemen. We got to take a quick break. But before we do so and get to Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart, Clive, I want to remind everybody, the month of September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, where 1 in 7 men, this is important, will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. It's important to know that it is very treatable, very curable. You need to talk to your doctor at age 50 about screening for prostate cancer if there's a family history, even earlier than that. Now, I got the guys for you. IAMenCenter.com, the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. That's where I go. Bloom, are you a man?
I think so.
Yeah, have you gotten your physical lately?
Apparently not.
Have you gone to a physical? I've got 8 metro locations: Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, and West Des Moines, where the Iowa Clinic Men's Center offers same-day and next-day appointments. They've got pretty much anything that you need. IAMenCenter.com. When we come back, we're going to make our weekly picks with Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Back right after this from Benchwarmers on 1460 KXNO.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own 2 Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns 2 Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented, of course, by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. I'm Chris Williams, joined by Brent Bloom. Little Big 12 football getting ready to kick off. Oklahoma State hosting the Texas Tech Red Raiders and Cliff Kingsbury. We'll get to that game momentarily. Before we do so, I want to talk with Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, where you threw out a deal on TVs last week, Tim,
yeah,
and it kind of went viral.
It took off on us.
How many TVs did you sell last week?
123 of them.
All from CycloneFanatic.com.
That's the only way we talked about it.
All from Cyclone Fanatic. It was
these
great.
These people, man, they love their sports, man, and they're putting those TVs in their garage. They got one guy's hanging it in his bathroom right now.
People driving from across the state to get some.
Yeah, we had a guy tweet at me from Cedar Rapids, drive to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
I saw that.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, we got a new store going up in Dallas here. Opening up here in the spring, we had a Cyclone Fanatic guy down in Dallas saying, can't wait to see the store.
There's
open.
A ton of Dallas people. This is not even just a shameless.
Yeah.
There's a ton of Dallas Cyclones.
Absolutely.
Who are on our website all the time. They've got like a club. They get together. That guy always tweets at us, Bloom.
Yeah, Barry.
There's a rabid group of Cyclone fans.
Well, we'll be down there soon enough to take care of everything.
That's going
to
be like the Taj Mahal, too, isn't it?
It's huge, yeah. It's so just shy of 2 million square foot store we're opening in Dallas, Texas come March.
Jeez,
it's huge. Size of a mall.
All right, this week's Nebraska Furniture Mart Cyclone Fanatic deal is a sweet one.
I think it's a great one, yeah.
And you actually listen to the Fanatics, too. You went through the thread from last week. You found out what they were wanting. So what do we have this week?
Well, I'll tell you what. We had, three or four of them. It was funny because some of them said, I didn't need one, but I bought one anyway. And then we had quite a few people tell us, hopefully a refrigerator deal is coming up soon. So I read those threads, and I talked to the people that are helping me out, and I got a refrigerator deal this week. Unfortunately, I don't have 123 of them this week.
Okay.
We got a limited quantity while supplies last. But what we're doing this week is stainless steel. Samsung 25 cubic foot refrigerator side by side.
Wow.
Samsung's about the hottest brand on the market right now.
Yeah, it really is.
Very trendy, great product. 25 cube stainless steel side by side. We normally sell this refrigerator for $1,400 MSRP.
Okay.
$1,399.99. I got over 25% off of it. We're going to do it at $999.99.
Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the Samsung thing, too, you're right. Yeah. It seems like they're making everything these days.
They make great products.
They do it well.
They do
That's
it well.
The key. Every time I talk to anybody when I'm looking for anything around the house, they tell them, guys like you tell me to go Samsung.
Absolutely. We sell nothing but great product in our store, but Samsung's a very hot commodity right now.
The Samsung refrigerator,
over
25% off. Cyclones only, and it's while supplies last on Saturday.
Yep.
So, man, this is a hot deal.
Games at 7:20.
You have plenty of time.
We were talking about it earlier today. I was talking with your guy Adam, and he was like, on Saturday, and I said, hey, it's a late game.
Yeah. What time we open?
Yeah, we open 9:00 Saturday morning.
Perfect.
Another great opportunity with this deal on Samsung is we've got a great Samsung financing offer going right now.
All right.
Our financing right now on Samsung appliances over $599 and up, so $599 and up gets 36 month no interest financing. Mm. So for $9.99 on that fridge, come in and see us. We got plenty of stuff in there. So, again, limited quantities, but come in and see us Saturday morning when the doors open. Curtis Bush, my retail sales manager, will be there. He's a Cyclone fan.
All right, Curtis. I think I met Curtis that day I went in there. Good guy.
He'll be ecstatic, ready to go to help everybody out.
All right.
We'll get him taken care of.
Let's sell some refrigerators down there at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. All right, we're also giving away the Kegerator.
Yeah.
It's got to be 19 or older.
Yeah.
So what you got to do, just walk in. You can sign up or you can join us with Cyclone Fanatic Picks on our forums. Adam posts them every, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday. So we're going to make our picks right now.
Absolutely.
In unison with the experts pick them that we have on the website each and every week. Game getting ready to kick off, gentlemen. Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. Tim, what do you like in this one? 13.5 favoring Oklahoma State.
Yeah, so far I read earlier that Texas Tech's 0-3 against the spread this year.
Yeah.
And I just think, they're not quite the Texas Tech team we thought they were going to be. A little disheveled right now. I see Oklahoma State covering.
Here, I'm going to one-up your stat right there. They have not covered 8 games in a row dating back to last year. They have failed to cover their last 5 games versus Mike Gundy, Brent Bloom.
Wow,
no way Oklahoma State does not cover tonight.
So Texas Tech fired their defensive coordinator.
Correct. Or he resigned.
He says he resigned. The speculation was that there was some substance abuse problems by that coordinator.
This is true.
Allegedly. I don't know what that defense made them want to do, but the defense is not good. I mean, they gave up 400 yards rushing to Arkansas at home. That's it. Oklahoma State, we still don't know how good they are either. Now, they don't. J.W. Walsh is hurt. Their new quarterback is Dax Garman with 2 X's. I think Oklahoma State wins, but I think Cliff on national TV in the spotlight with his Ray-Bans keeps within 2 touchdowns.
Cowboy insiders that tell me Garman is going to be a better quarterback for them than J.W. Walsh.
Well, I'll believe it.
Cowboy insiders.
I think it's a high-scoring game.
So the streak is snapped. The ATS streak is snapped.
I think they lose by 10, but they still keep it within the number.
I like Oklahoma State by 20. 20 tonight for the Cowboys. Mike Gundy runs it up.
What's
if he
that?
Can.
Do we have an over-under on that game?
No, I don't have it in front
of me. I bet
it's
a lot.
UCLA is at Arizona State. This line's gone crazy. We didn't bet it, but we're picking it at 5.5. UCLA favorite. This is also tonight. It's now down to like 3. everybody's taking Arizona State in this one, as am I. I like UCLA 24-21, but I like Arizona State to cover the spread. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, no, I got Arizona State covering too. I know they're without their quarterback right now, but it's I think Hundley, I mean, is he hurt? Is he playing?
Yeah, still undecided.
Right, I think there's disarray in that, and I think if he does play hurt, it's almost a disadvantage for them.
Yeah.
No clear idea what they're doing. I just think, Sun Devil blackout game on a night game.
Nasty.
Tough to play there.
Yeah,
I got,
really is.
I got Arizona State covering this.
If you're listening right now and want to, if you're in Vegas and want to place a bet, I wouldn't on this game. There's too many question marks.
It's tough,
like, it's brutal. I think if that, at three, this is weird. At three, I like UCLA. At 5.5, I like Arizona State. So by this competition, I'll take Arizona State. I think it's like a 4-point game.
No, I would agree. I think great game. Now, Bloom will laugh at this, Tim. We have an inside joke that's been going on for like 4 years.
Where
I'm always like to him and Jack Whipper on our post game show with Iowa State. I'm like, watch out, Charlie Weiss in Kansas. They're gonna because at some point
they have to
beat somebody.
Correct.
They're not supposed to. Texas, a 2-touchdown favorite, rolling into sleepy Lawrence, Kansas on Saturday. I like the Kansas Jayhawks to cover the spread on Saturday, gentlemen. Texas, all sorts of problems going on down there. Charlie Strong, he's not making a bowl game. He's getting fired at the end of the year. I like Kansas, not to win, but I like 28-17 Texas. Kansas covers. Bloomer?
Oh, boy. I don't know on this one either.
Yeah, you smell what I'm cooking.
Texas has kicked off 9 guys since the start of the year.
Yeah.
But I think their third-string guys are still better than Kansas.
Yep.
By far. I think Swoops gets it together enough. This is not a good Kansas team again. There's no way Kansas gets more than 2 touchdowns. I think they cover the Longhorns.
What do you think, Jim?
You know, I thought about what you were saying about Kansas, and then I remembered it was Kansas.
And it's Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, it's really what it is. You know, there is a lot of turmoil in Texas right now, but nothing cures that more than winning. I think they ease it. Texas comes out and easily covers this 14.
All right. Well, speaking of Kansas, here's a question for you. How bad are the Purdue Boilermakers? Because this Purdue team lost to Central Michigan 38-17 in week two.
Yeah.
Kansas just beat Central Michigan
last
week in a fairly convincing manner. How bad is Purdue? Iowa, 10.5 favorite at Purdue. I like the Hawks to cover 27-17. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, you know, this is, again, one
so
of
they
my...
wouldn't cover then. Hold on.
Yeah.
You said
27-14.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
All right.
My apologies.
I'm a mathematician.
27-14.
All right.
I read it wrong.
That's recorded. We're going to hold you to that.
Yes. No, it's in print, too. It's on our
on the
expert
page.
Picks. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Iowa 5-0 against the spread in their last 5 road games. I said this last week, and, you know, they're good on the road. I just think their Purdue's defense are giving up on average 28 points so far this year. I think Iowa goes on the road and makes a statement.
Who's Iowa's quarterback?
It's Jake Rudock starting.
Starting, all right. Yeah. Bloom, who plays quarterback for the Hawks?
I think Beathard starts, but who knows how good he is.
If Kirk – and listen, I'm the Cyclone Fanatic guy, I get it.
But
I told you this
start.
On Saturday night when we were hanging out down at the cake stand. I said if Beathard doesn't start for Iowa, that is a fireable offense if he starts Jake Rudock.
Yep.
That is a fireable offense if he starts that kid.
I actually heard a great point this week that the smart – and I still think Rudock will start, but the smart play is to start Beathard. Because then if it goes horribly wrong, when they go home to play Indiana next week, Jake doesn't get booed
off
the field.
That's a great play.
So.
That's a great
point.
But
we'll see how Ferentz plays that. But, you know, history dictates conservative Ferentz.
Yeah.
I don't know how he plays him.
Purdue isn't good, but can Iowa beat anybody by 10 or more right now? I mean, they beat Ball State by 4 and struggled to do so. Ball State turns around and loses to Indiana State.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the road, I don't think Purdue is good, but I still think that's a competitive game within 10.5.
All right, fun chat right there. Let's go quickly to Stanford at Washington. I don't know. 7.5, Stanford's favored. David Shaw, here's the best number I got for you. He's 13-4 against the spread on the road since 2011. Stanford is always one of those schools that Vegas doesn't give him a ton of respect.
I agree.
So I'll take the trees.
Yeah, no, I got to go with you. I just think Stanford's defense, you know, they had a tough game against USC, but USC appears to be
they're pretty good.
They're pretty good this year.
They're not bad.
And Washington scored a lot of points, but I don't think against Stanford's defense they get more than 7.5. I think Stanford takes it.
All right, we got 2 for Stanford. Boys.
This isn't a scientific fact, but I think it's 98% of the case that teams that get 7.5 points cover 98% of the time. So Washington getting 7.5, I think they're going to cover.
They're just baiting you.
Yeah, that's what it is. That half point, it's a killer every time.
Yeah, really.
Watch for it.
Well, kind of like tonight, too, with that Oklahoma State game, we took it at 13.5. It's now up to 14.5. That could easily be a 2-touchdown game.
Yeah,
really.
They call it a hook for a reason.
Yep. All right, Baylor 21.5. There's the hook at Iowa State. I currently have Baylor 49-27, backdooring the Iowa State Cyclones in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That sounded bad.
Yeah. No, I was, you know.
Sam, you want to follow that?
Sure, yeah. You know, the marked improvement we talked about in the last few weeks, it's been there.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, I think I heard, what do you say it last week, or on the radio this week, one time or another. This is a deep or an offense that's just totally different from anything they played.
Yeah.
I just, 21 and a half. Again, I thought about Brett on the half point, because that is where they get you. But
yep.
I see a high-scoring game. I don't see a 70-point game like, you know, last year. But I see like a 56-32 type game. I see Baylor covering the spread.
All right, Bloom?
I think if there's two men to have a plan to keep this competitive, it's Mangino and Burnham. And somehow they scheme their way to keep this within two touchdowns.
All right.
And if they're in it late,
then who knows?
Then who knows?
Visions of Oklahoma State.
That's right.
Dancing.
That's what they did against those guys.
All right, we're giving away refrigerators at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, 1,400 MSRP, basically, on the
yep.
Samsung stainless steel.
Yep.
Under $1,000, over 25% off Saturday only.
Yep, can't go wrong there. It's stainless steel, side-by-side, great product. Doors open at 9 o'clock, 36-month no-interest financing on all Samsung. If you needed a fridge and you were on Cyclone Fanatics saying you needed one, great time to come and get it Saturday morning.
I already got a tweet from JP saying, quit making us all spend money, Chris. These deals at Nebraska Furniture Mart are just nuts. You're right, JP.
Love to hear it.
Go spend the money, buddy.
Love
we appreciate
to hear it.
It.
Thanks, JP.
Tommy Boy, you can put a six-pack of soda in there.
Soda. All right, speaking of six-pack of soda, come have a six-pack with us tonight at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We'll be back with more of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection, but did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We're here on the Psycho and Fanatic Radio Show, presented as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Each and every week we talk to our good friends up there in Ames at the McFarland Clinic who are writing the Sports Doc Weekly Blitz. Today's title, What in the World is a PCL Anyway?, written by Dr. Peter Buck. He works with the Cyclones along with Dr. Warmy and Dr. Greenwood. Dr. Buck, welcome onto the program. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. What a beautiful day.
Oh, man, you can't beat this. September's the best time to live in the state of Iowa, in my opinion. Big game coming up on Saturday night against the Baylor Bears. Now, you wrote an article today because, you know, as a sports fan, we don't know the lingo like you guys, of course. And we hear about ACLs, we hear about PCLs, we hear about meniscuses. I think that's the plural way to say it, at least. You wrote an interesting article today about the PCL, though, and I found it very fascinating. I didn't know the specifics beside that. They're more rare. The injury to the PCL is more rare, but kind of explain the difference between that as far as a recovery time when a guy tears a PCL compared to an ACL. How often do they tear everything together, I guess? The Dante Culpepper injury is how I think of it. Give us a little more insight on that about your blog today at Cyclone Fanatic.
Well, you bet. I mean, the ACL and the PCL are just the crisscross in the middle of the knee, so they're right there together, so you kind of think that they'd be injured at the same rate, but not.
Yeah.
The ACL is a smaller ligament that tends to be injured with hyperextension injuries, and the PCL it's a bigger ligament with lots of different bands to it, so it's hard to rupture the whole thing, but if you do rupture the whole thing, it's really a bad injury. But most of the time for Iowa State football, we'll see partial injuries, the PCL, leave an athlete with some laxity in the knee, but if they rehab hard, usually they can get back playing within 6 weeks, and then oftentimes, you know, do extremely well. But that's if it's a complete injury, or if the PCL is ruptured, say with an MCL rupture, that's a bad injury, or if an ACL and PCL is ruptured together, that's a bad injury. But
yeah,
they're in there right together.
Yeah, one of my best friends actually played football for Iowa. You may have done the surgery on him, actually, but he tore them all, and that was the end of his career. And how tough is it to come back? I mean, if you tear all that stuff together, is that always
right.
A career ender? I mean, how would you? Because I think back to Dante Culpepper. I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan. That's the one I remember. But is that with today's technology, can a guy come back from that?
Well, you know, you can repair both and repair menisci and repair MCLs along with it, but I'd have to say that it would be pretty much the case that athlete will never be quite as nimble as they once were. So if you're a quarterback and maybe not as nimble but have a good arm, I mean, you'd get back and play. Probably if you're a running back, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, great blog today, Dr. Buck. We appreciate it. This has been a fascinating addition to our website, and we love having you on each and every week, all right?
Well, yeah, big game this weekend, perfect night, and we'll all look forward to it.
All right, Dr. Buck from the McFarland Clinic. Thank you, my friend. We will we'll see you on Saturday. Again, Dr. Buck, Dr. Warmy, Dr. Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic. Give them a call up there in Ankeny. We've got it's on the front page of CycloneFanatic.com right now, and you can go and read Dr. Buck's awesome blog today on the PCL. Let's welcome now my friend Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance, GlennWaterhouse.com. I call him Coach Waterhouse. Jeff, what are you back here with us on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show? I sat with Glenn here and I, we sat and watched the Bonder Ant game on last Friday night. Tough loss for our Blue Jays. Glenn and I thought, put together a great game plan, though. I feel no disrespect to the Bonder Ant coaching staff, but I feel like if Glenn and I were, you know, calling the plays, I feel like that's a state tournament team, perhaps, Glenn.
I'm thinking so.
We had
some good ones there.
Yeah, we were. I mean, I was calling like double reverses, and we're doing a run and shoot offense. It was a Coach Waterhouse here. So what I want to talk to you guys about today, Rob Gray's got a nice report up on our front page right now about Corey Morrissey, about his goal for the season is to average a sack per game. Jeff Woody, they have moved Mitchell Myers to the inside. He's 260 pounds, let me remind you, gentlemen. Played pretty well, I thought, against the University of Iowa. Are we sensing more of a three-down lineman? Are we going to see more of that three-down lineman, you think, from Iowa State now that these spread teams are – because I think they've wanted to do it in the past, but they really haven't had the guys to do it. Are you sensing more of that, Jeff?
I would think that at least for playing a team like Baylor, a three-down wouldn't be a bad look. Because most of the time, and he was, I mean, Waterhouse is trying to take on linemen, so he can attest to the fact that very rarely do linemen go 5 for 5 and all five guys get all their blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And the farther back you can put them, it means the more quickly they can get around blocks. So I think a three-down look against a team like Baylor with, I would think, Jensen, Myers, and Morrissey would be the three guys you'd keep in, gives you a better advantage. So those guys can just eat up the, you know, a couple linemen and let the running or linebackers run free. Be able to make some tackles wouldn't be a bad idea against Baylor. I mean, granted, you can't do it every play because then there's a pretty easy fix to doing to playing against a three-down set. And, you know, I think moving Myers inside isn't that big of a deal if his technique stays good because he's not playing the nose tackle position. He's playing the three technique, which is kind of like halfway in between the nose tackle and the defensive end. So he's still a little bit towards the end. So he'll be all right in there as long as his technique stays good. And I know Coach Waterhouse can give a little more light on that, too.
Your former linebacker, what do you think about this?
Well, you know what? The linebackers are only as good as the D-line. So he gets, I think with Jensen inside, adds a little size. Myers and Morrissey with some speed, getting up there with some pressure is only going to help. So I think turn those guys loose, bull rush, pass rush, whatever move you got to get to the quarterback and let the linebackers run free.
Well, we touched on this last week, and Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance joins us, glennwaterhouse.com, former Cyclone coach Glenn Waterhouse, I might add. Is that the key now that we've dissected Baylor a little more? Because the way I see it, if you're the defensive coordinator, you're not going to blitz them, are you, Glenn?
You can't. You got to play man on the corners and get a lot of guys. Yeah, the receivers are too good. But
is the key the defensive linemen have to get some pressure on Bryce Petty? That's it. It's on
Morrissey's got to represent Gilbert, small town Iowa, and have the game of his life. That's my opinion. And then Myers, once he starts making things happen on the outside, it's going to open the game up, you know, for the inside guys. And Myers got some speed too, and he played well last time. So
you know who's coming into his own is Trent Taylor, Jeff.
He's a JUCO guy. He's an athletic cat.
He reminds me of Rodney Coe in the sense of how his development has come. Rodney Coe was really bad in that Northern Iowa game last year.
True.
Game by game by game got better, and all of a sudden the light came on. He was a pretty good player at the end of the season.
Yeah, and I would hope that Taylor is still going to do kind of that same progression, as he's not going to level out at any point. And
yeah.
I think when you have a guy like Morrissey, who is absolutely 100% without a doubt the hardest worker on the team, if you have a guy that's in your position group that works that hard, even if you're not as hard of a worker as he is, you're going to be a harder worker than you originally would be without him. So I think Taylor's not going to plateau. I think he's going to continue to get better. And I think that to kind of pair with what Glenn was saying as far as the D-line has to get pressure, but the biggest thing a defense has to do, and this sounds really easy, is they have to tackle extremely well. Because what Baylor wants to do, they want to spread you out. They want to get you sideline to sideline and play street ball and just make – I can make three moves in one spot, do a spin move, and still have no one else hit me because I know how wide open it is. So that one guy that's playing one-on-one ball against Baylor, he has to wrap up the tackle, and that's extremely difficult to do.
You know, we talked about getting the pressure on Petty. That's going to be important, get a couple hits on him, but Jevin Miller is going to be a key on that. We talked about this last week about handling that running back and making those tackles and not letting anything get loose either.
Is there something to... And this is no disrespect to Baylor, but they're a finesse football team. I mean, that's what they're built around. I mean, that's how they appear to me. Just hitting those guys early. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it takes a 15-yard penalty, if you impose your will on these guys from snap number, am I on to anything? You're too smart of a player to do something like that. But I'm saying if you hit them early, if you can rough up right, not dirty. The difference between dirty and what I'm talking about just – getting a good lick on the guy early. I think that's important, Glenn.
Well, once he gets pressure, he's going to want to get rid of the ball out there. He's going to panic.
He's a human being. He's not a machine back there.
Absolutely.
No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, you have to make him uncomfortable, get rid of the ball quicker, make his mechanics go a little bit. I think being a finesse team is a little bit of a misnomer because they are, I think, the number one rushing team in the conference, too. And their linemen, I probably average 320-plus across
nasty.
The board.
I think they're averaging
huge.
Like 650 yards per game. But they've played Nobody Central, Eastern Texas University, and whoever. So
I'm surprised it was a university. No. All right, Glenn, we appreciate your time, man.
All right.
Glenn Waterhouse, any shout-outs or anything? How do they get a hold of you? Down there in Johnson, right?
We're in Johnson on 86th Street. Hey, I want to shout-out to my Johnson Dragons, who I'm coaching, and all my coaches. You guys are doing great.
You guys you hadn't given up like a touchdown last time I talked.
We have we've played nine games, and we've given up like 12 points or something like that.
Christmas.
So we're giving up about one point a game. So.
Tell you what, Paul Rhodes, Wally Burnham retires, I got your replacement right here, Glenn Waterhouse Insurance. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. GlennWaterhouse.com. Take our final break of the evening. Five questions. Bloom versus Woody coming up right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Austin Arnaud. As a quarterback in high school and college, you quickly learn to develop trust in your teammates and the guys playing other positions around you. None more so than your receivers. When you drop back, go through your progressions, and zero in on your target, you have to know that when you lob that pass, it's going to land in the sweet spot of your receiver's hands and lead to a touchdown. A good receiver is a quarterback's best friend. Maybe that's why Mark Charter is the most recommended realtor in Central Iowa. Having played receiver so well in high school, Mark developed great communication skills, precision, follow-through, and perhaps most importantly, carried the burden of never wanting to let his QB down. Now an accomplished real estate professional with RE/MAX, Mark works for a different QB, you, his clients. When you work with Mark to buy or sell a home, he combines his experience with your needs and desires to help you reach your own end zone. Touchdowns are great, but a successful real estate closing is even better. And Mark knows how to deliver both. Don't take my word for it, though. Read all the reviews about Mark you'll find on Trulia.com, Angie's List, and, of course, MarkCharter.com.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Sports radio in Iowa starts and ends right here. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, of course presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Big 12 football going on tonight. Brent Bloom joins us back. Texas Tech's up 7-0, moving the ball in Oklahoma State. I had some pretty bold comments about this football game. I appear to be wrong at this point.
That's early, but Texas Tech looking like they're moving the ball with ease.
They picked off Garmin, Dax.
They did.
Dax with two X's.
Maybe the coordinator changed. I mean, Cliff made the hard decision. and he made the switch mid-year.
It's the...
They've crossed midfield now at Stillwater, a hostile Stillwater crowd.
They called their uniforms today, Tech, the white ombre uniforms.
Ah.
And thus that...
Is that real, or did you just make that up?
No, that's for real.
That's white ombres. That's adorable.
If you are listening at home or on the road, join us here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Get yourself a Paul Rhodes pizza, a little Fred Hoiberger. A lot of good stuff here on the Benchwarmers. Bloom, you're obsessed with the meatball sandwich.
That's new.
Did you get another one tonight? You've got a meatball sandwich like 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I'm debating. I mean,
Try something, man.
I'm a lot like Nebraska in the 90s. If it works, don't go away from it.
Yeah, this makes sense.
So, but the buffalo chicken pizza, I might try that as well. We'll see tonight.
Tremendous.
All right.
Tremendous.
That's Woody's favorite.
That's,
he loves
absolutely.
Woody and my wife love the buffalo chicken pizza. All right. It is time now for Capital Orthopedics 5 questions. Doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior, high school, collegiate, pro athlete. You're going to get hurt every once in a while. 9 board-certified physicians, 12 outreach clinics. Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine will get you personalized care that you deserve. Boy, this Clive Clinic is sweet. They have state-of-the-art facilities, imaging, physical therapy, rehabilitation, and personal physicians that will get you back in the game. Call Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine today at 515-440-2676, or you can visit them online at dsmcapitalortho.com. dsmcapitalortho.com. A little change the game tonight, gentlemen. We have 10 minutes left.
Ooh.
We're playing one question brought to you by Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine tonight.
Mm.
So you are the athletics director at a football program, and let's say we're in the Sun Belt area.
Okay.
The Sun Belt region of the United States. Conferences don't matter. Doesn't matter what conference. You're starting a football program, and you can hire one coach. Any coach you want, not named Nick Saban, because I feel like Nick Saban is the automatic go-to coach here that anybody would be pretty dumb not to take. So we're taking Mr. Saban out of the equation. Woody, who do you hire? Who is your first phone call to see if he will come coach at the Jeff Woody Institute of Technology?
Now, I think this is an answer that's going to be I want
some names here, just one.
Here's the first guy I call is your boy Bryles, for the reason.
Woody gets the point.
For this reason, if you got a team in the Sun Belt area, most likely your attendance is 60% every
year. You're
game.
Really going with the Sun Belt thing. I just threw that.
I'm tossing.
I like this.
Following the example.
Keep going.
So, you got a team that has attendance of somewhere in the 60% range. You get a team led with an offense like Art Briles runs, you will get butts in the seats.
Darn right you will.
That is, I mean, if I'm not playing Baylor, they are must-watch TV because it is fascinatingly exciting to watch them just go, just run. I mean, every guy they get, they recruit well, they recruit speed, they recruit athletic guys that make football fun. I think another guy that you want to look for is you look for a guy like Chris Peterson, who's a coach now at Washington. You did coach at Boise State.
Yeah.
Because he knows how to find the diamonds in the rough, to take the guys that are under-recruited, undervalued, and put them to use. And he is a gambler, too, with hooks and ladders and all kinds of fun stuff. If you're a mid-major team or a team that has really little regional or little national value, just a little regional value, I go with Art Briles 1, Chris Peterson 2.
So your first call is to Art Briles.
Though. First call.
That's a – okay, Bloom. Who's your first call?
Greg Davis? No.
They say I'm the Hawk troll.
they Hawk fans agree with you. They don't like him either. My first call is to Kevin Sumlin down at Texas A&M.
Mm.
Because that guy has recruited unbelievably. His offenses have been productive with multiple quarterbacks. I know Johnny Manziel got the attention, but he's doing the same now with the Hill kid down there. He had success at Houston as well. He's had success everywhere he's been, and I think that guy's a better recruiter than Art Briles. And I need players, and he's not only has the system, he can recruit, and his defenses have been better than Baylor's. I think Art Briles' defenses have been better. But they don't have a defense that can win a national championship.
I got a serious question for you, though. Would you really call someone over Briles, or are you saying that just because Woody?
No, I would absolutely pick Sumlin before Briles, and I think most everybody
isn't
would agree
it easier
with you.
To recruit at Texas A&M than it is Baylor, though?
Probably a little
I mean,
bit.
Baylor was one of the worst programs in America for how long? They had, I mean, that athletic department was a, it was in shambles.
Sure. Now,
Art Briles won, brought a Heisman Trophy winner to Baylor.
Someone's doing the SEC. What's the better conference?
Well, that's my point. It's easier for him to recruit than it is Art Briles.
Now, just if you're talking about one of the worst conferences, and here's another kind of outlier. You could hire Bill Snyder, and he would coach your team for 147 years because he's
you know
a vampire and will
now,
never die.
Now Woody absolutely gets the point because he brought Bill Snyder into the equation. Yeah,
just some other names to throw out there.
Yeah.
Jim Mora. Not Jim Mora.
Playoffs.
What is this? UCLA.
Yeah, Jim Mora Jr.
Jim Mora Jr. Junior. Jim Mora Jr.
Just call him Junior. Okay. We know what you're talking about.
I think Bob Stoops will win you 11 games every year, no matter where he is. The guy won a national championship at Oklahoma in his second year. Which
and then Oklahoma was just garbage before he got there, too.
Yeah, they were just a mess.
Is it Switzer, the guy who was there before?
Switzer. And then Blake was the coach in the interim between the two. But
yeah, I forgot about Blake.
Stoops cleaned
John
up
Blake.
That mess. Yeah. I think it was John Blake.
Yeah. Pat Fitzgerald? Do you like Pat Fitzgerald?
Not even. He's struggling. I
like Pat. But he's in a tough spot.
And I don't like the guy, but Urban Meyer's won everywhere he's been. So those are guys I would target. It's an interesting conversation. I'll throw you one more name.
Tom Herman.
Stanford coach David Shaw.
He's unbelievable.
Who is going to be a fantastic NFL coach before too long. In fact, I bet.
What, Chip both, Kelly?
Both Sumlin and Shaw are in the NFL within 2 years. Sumlin might be your next coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
I think Sumlin, yeah, that's a
bold move, Cotton.
I can give Chip Kelly a call.
See if he comes back.
Yeah, I mean, listen, life in the NFL can be short. It can be short. It can be like your boy Patino in the NBA. I mean, it's a tough gig there in the NFL. I think Chip Kelly is as innovative as anybody.
He is. He's a great coach, and he's had success even up there.
For the same, and he's exciting in the same reason that Briles is exciting, where you know you're gonna if you're playing a home game, you're getting 50 points.
Regardless. Just really wonder.
Woody gets the point, by the way, but go ahead.
Art Briles has been great, but if you look at his numbers, they've been dominant, but he's done it mostly running up the score on lesser opponents. And they've never really had a defense. The defense was better last year.
It's better this year than it was last year.
Can they win? Like, I would be.
Brent, they won the Big 12 last year.
I understand, but you put them up against like an Alabama defense. How do they do?
Or isn't that why we love college football?
Because we don't know that.
We will never.
The Oklahoma defense is good, and I think that'll be a great game this year to find out. But
we saw somebody. But with the Michigan State Oregon game this year, we saw a similar type of matchup.
But if somebody can be physical with Baylor and have the athletes to then run with him as well, because you can either one or both. And I think it'd be great fun to watch Baylor match up with one of those power SEC schools.
That's a good conversation, gentlemen. I've been facetious about it all week. I really do respect Art Briles. I think he's one of the what he's done there. Bloom, we were talking before we went on the air, is just truly unbelievable.
They did not win a road game from 1996 to 2005 in the Big 12.
And
9 years without a Big 12 road win.
We were talking to friends of ours who work at Iowa State, and they were discussing how that 2005 game, the Greg Coleman game, what we like to refer to it as, where Baylor employees requested a picture in front of Jack Trice Stadium because they had never won a conference road game. And I mean, that's how far it's come. It truly is unbelievable. Final predictions, gentlemen, on Saturday night. Woody, I think you guys both have Iowa State covering the 21. I don't, but I can very easily be convinced. I mean, I think this is going to be right on the 21 to, it's either going to be like 17 points or 24. I think one way or another, one school will backdoor the other. So, final, Jeff, Iowa State wins if?
Iowa State wins if they tackle extremely well and capitalize on the few mistakes that Baylor makes. They've got to, whenever there's a turnover, they've got to put it for points, and they've got to keep that offense off the field. If they do those things, they keep it close, and they need a couple miracles to win, but it's not ruling it out completely out of the realm of possibility.
Bloom, the Adjustment Bureau in town, men in hats, are they there?
Oh, we can only hope so. I mean, check it out, Cyclone Fanatic. Yeah. You get the idea what the Adjustment Bureau could do. But
Will Smith is on our front page.
He might
with
be,
Art Briles and Paul Rhodes.
I'm just saying, the last time they were in town, Oklahoma State happened. I have a direct quote. But, no, I think the key is, though, Jeff said a little bit, turnovers. Bryce Petty's yet to throw an interception this year. He's had all day to throw. You have to get there and make him think about it. In the games they lost last year, he threw an interception. So that's the key. You got to get to him and turn those drives into points for you.
Before the music hits, was Rhode just blowing smoke up everybody with the Petty's better than RG3 kind of?
I completely agree with him. He's a better passer.
I think he's better in this system.
I think he's a better passer. I think he's accurate. Two years ago,
they needed a guy who could
really
run around.
Yeah.
They don't need that really
anymore. He's a first-round pick.
Absolutely.
He's legit.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Wilson Toyota pregame show coming up at 4 o'clock on Saturday from Jack Trice Stadium. For Jeff Woody, for Brent Bloom, my name is Chris Williams, signing off from Benchwarmers in Ankeny and the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.